from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How difficult is it preparing for the Bengals offense when we don't know what Chase is going to be like?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I've told our guys we're going to prepare like he's playing. I think you have to prepare that way, and if he doesn't play, we'll treat it like an injury. But he's a premier player in this league without a doubt, and we have to be ready for him.
Gerard Mayo yesterday, looking ahead to Patriots and Chiefs on Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase, got to prepare like you're getting ready for him. So that was his answer. We'll see if we get any more updates today from Ben Baby.
Ben Baby was all over it.
He was very much on top of it yesterday.
How about the jokes about, so I don't know if you saw some of these videos of Ja'Marr Chase and like T. Higgins walking to practice.
No.
They have to like walk across like a street. Like it's like a legit, there's like a cross.
Multi-lane.
There was like a crossing guard. Okay, so. Like, all right, stop traffic. We got to get these guys in their cleats walking across like a road.
When Burrow got hurt last year in training camp, wasn't that like a whole, I remember that last
Probably.
Year where they had to like drive the stupid cart across the highway with their franchise quarterback.
Yeah. There's like a crosswalk and there's like cars stopped. Like, so, there goes Ja'Marr Chase.
I'm a little guy. They tell you you can go.
I didn't see this yesterday. Yeah, the crossing guard.
Yeah.
Jerry the crossing guard at my kid's school. You gotta wait for him here. Wave him through.
Like, so this franchise is about to give $200 million to their wideout?
No, like, maybe. They're an awful, awful organization. Yeah. But you're right. Maybe. This is what Schefter tweeted earlier today. He quote tweeted September 7th, almost a year ago, when they announced a giant extension for Burrow, 5 years, $275 million, $220 guaranteed. On the very same day the NFL kicked off the 2023 season, the Bengals got in on the action, blah, 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 and signed Joe Burrow.
Oh, so maybe they do it with Chase?
Now, on the day of today's opener, Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals are trying to reach another significant deal. That's the way Schefter works to me. He like drops a little clue that something's about to happen.
He's like, I can't say it yet. They won't let me, but I can do like what Woj does, the same stuff in basketball.
Yeah, so that to me, they're on the verge of announcing a big extension.
He was at
is
practice
what I
yesterday,
yes.
And I think they were like, all right, you need to practice Wednesday in order to play in the game on Sunday. And he's like, all right, but I also need a contract. And they're like, well, we'll get it squared away. So they got to be close to a contract. Otherwise, I feel like he'd taken this long. I thought he was the type of guy that would have just sat out. Like, he's looking for big money. He saw what CeeDee Lamb got. He saw what Justin Jefferson got.
Yeah, the number's there. It's easy.
You see what he said? I think he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson.
Okay, well, that's the Bengals' fault. That's the Bengals' fault for waiting. Like, yeah. This is why you do it first. This is why you don't wait.
Right.
This is why you get it done so you don't owe him the extra penny. Or maybe you owe him a few million less. That's why you be proactive about it, because I imagine you're going to pay him. But you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. It's hour number two of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We discussed the Chiefs going for a three-peat. I think they will. Keefe says they won't. Not to give away everything we're doing.
Yeah, easy.
In our NFL predictions coming up about 15 minutes from now. We'll go through, give you all our playoff teams, our Super Bowl prediction, all the division winners. Maybe the Patriots are in there, maybe not.
Oh,
stay tuned to find out.
That's right. And Terps cooking up a nice graphic, too, so you're not going to want to miss that.
Yeah, you're going to want to keep an eye on social media for that. We'll get to our NFL awards next hour. We have Misleading coming your way at the end of the hour.
What a show.
We take the leads from the Greg Hill Show, put them under the microscope. We may have to adjust again. Courtney Cox with the big scoop there today. Final three buyers for the Celtics. I see that's also on social media if you want to go seek out the Greg Hill Show.
Very good.
Or WEEI. On the Patriots and the Bengals, now that it sounds like Chase is going to play, I'm less bullish on my feeling that they're covering that number. Has the line moved at all?
Well, let's take a look.
Where's that line at? It was down to 7.5 yesterday at certain shops anyway. What are we down to?
All right, let's take a look, because
was that already baked in that Chase was going to play but not in a full role or something like that? Has the line moved based on Chase showing up at practice?
Like at 8? I'm looking at 8. So maybe half a point?
Yeah, I'm still okay.
7.5?
I'm still okay taking those points.
Yeah, I'll feel fine taking laying the 8. I just don't see the Patriots scoring a lot, and I know Jamar Chase makes a big difference. I think he's going to be good. I know he didn't play much, didn't do much this whole offseason, but he and Burrow have so many seasons together, so many games together. I think he's going to be fine, and even if he doesn't play 100% of the snaps, like, or just having him out there a little bit is an advantage for their team, advantage for a guy like T. Higgins, who a couple of years ago smoked the Patriots. They didn't have any answers for T. Higgins. The one thing going in favor of the Patriots now that it feels like Jamar Chase is playing is that the Bengals have gotten off the slow starts. The last couple of years, they have not been a team that is just like ready to go, shot out of a cannon, and Joe Burrow hasn't played a meaningful game in such a long time. So you have those things going for you. But then I just keep going back to, all right, well, Jacoby Brissett is starting. The offensive line, we don't know the combination yet that's going to be out there. And maybe the defense isn't quite as good as we were hoping, especially with some of the departures and the injuries and things like that. So I don't see the Patriots lighten up the scoreboard, and I don't think the Bengals really have to still win by 8.
Bengals have started 0-2 each of the last 2 years. They were 1-3 last year. Now, Burrow wasn't 100% healthy. Mm-hmm. He was coming back from that calf injury we mentioned before. You're referencing rust, like he hasn't played in a long time. Some of the reports out of Cincinnati is he's still not fully healthy. Like, he's still not fully over the wrist injury from a year ago. So I like the Patriots and the points in this one. Nice. If it moves a little bit more because of Jamar Chase, maybe I can find even more of a buying opportunity. But obviously, you don't want Chase out there if you're the Patriots. I'd rather have him away from the team, or if he's playing in a very limited capacity.
Because they don't have Tyler Boyd. They don't have Joe Mixon, right? So those are two guys that we're used to seeing with the Bengals. So they're gone. So there's sort of an adjustment. But if you have Chase and T. Higgins, that's still so much more than most teams have across the league.
No, it's more than, for instance, the Patriots have.
Correct.
On Sunday. Yeah. And so you're going to get Jacoby Brissett. Elliot Wolf did talk to Andrew Callahan in the Boston Herald today. And howled at Callahan. Now what is
the Wolf Pack? That's the NWO Wolf Pack theme.
Oh, that's what that song is?
Which is now the Elliot Wolf theme.
Nice. Yeah. Give it to me again.
We've sort of morphed the two together a little bit.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So anytime you got Wolf, there's actually lyrics too if you want to stick around.
Are there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are they family friendly?
Just about the Wolf Pack. Yeah, I think it's pretty family friendly.
Okay.
Here they come. Pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess who see it, the bad boys are wrestling. Bad boys are wrestling, that means change that bad boys.
Bad boys are football. Just have Bill Belichick's social team voice it over.
I think so anyway. Anytime you talk about Elliot Wolf, you're going to hear our guy
there
a little bit.
Okay.
Wolfpack's back.
The Wolfpack is back, talking to the Boston Herald. He said the worst thing is if you put a guy in before he's ready and then you have to take him out.
All right, so two things.
Yep.
You don't think he's ready.
Number one, they don't believe he's ready.
Oh, I guess my follow-up question would be like, how do you know he's ready? And when he's not playing, right? And like, as the season begins, training camp, preseason games are sort of one thing. But now once the season starts and Jacoby Brissett's the one getting ready for every game of the season, how do you get Drake May ready, and when will you know that he's ready? But do you read that comment as he doesn't think he's ready?
Well, not necessarily. Okay. I read it as they're erring on the side of caution, because what they don't want to do is throw him out there, he's not ready, and then you have to take him out. I think the second part of that comment is very important. The worst thing you can do isn't just put him in before he's ready. It's put him in before he's ready and then remove him. Like, you have to bench. You go with him, and then you have to bench him.
Yeah.
That would be tough to come back from.
You know, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about, like, leading up to the decision, I think it was pretty obvious that if you're going to make a quarterback change at all, you have to start Brissett and then go to Drake.
Yeah.
May. Like, nobody's thinking you start Drake May. And, oh, if they get off to a slow start, then in comes Brissett.
Pop Brissett, like, in there.
No, you're not going to do that.
The whole thing's a mess. And everybody's getting second-guessed, and jobs are on the line and all this. So, look, I don't think he would play so poorly that you have to bench him, but that's just an opinion. That would be a nightmare scenario. If he plays poorly, and then you have to bench him. So I don't necessarily see him acknowledging that he's not ready. I do look at that comment, and I do think it's more confirmation. And this is coupled with something Mayo said yesterday. We talked about this off the air. We never discussed it on the air. But it's more evidence that Elliott Wolf was the one who didn't want Drake May to start the season. And he's at odds with the coaching staff and Jerod Mayo, I think, because Mayo also had a comment yesterday about development. I think it was about the practice squad, to be honest. But he was asked about developing players, and he answered it, players get better by playing football. And left unsaid there is, how's Drake May, in Mayo's estimation, how's he going to get better by not playing football? Now, I'm sure if you pressed him, the answer would be, well, we practice.
Yeah, but that ain't it. I mean, you hear Wiggy talk about it, and guys that played in the league be like, no.
VR reps and things like this. Like, I don't know how they would answer it, but I think he just told you how he really feels about it. Guys get better by playing, which I subscribe to that theory. I don't think you get better by sitting there with your hat on backwards holding a clipboard.
No chance. No chance. And maybe, you know, you sort of see, like, you can only, I'm not saying it's useless, right? Like, there have been guys that stand on the sideline, they sort of watch it up close, the old mental reps thing. Like, I'm sure there's some benefit to that, but nowhere near as much as actually taking the snaps and throwing the ball and reading the defense while you're out there, rather than be like, all right, what would I do? It's like, no, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, when they go, you know, a blitz is coming, or they're disguising different coverages or whatever else, you need to put the guy out there. And I think eventually he will be. I think it's only really a matter of time until we see Drake May, but they're going with Brissett. You mentioned Elliott Wolf wanting that, which I agree with. I also think Alex Van Pelt might be thinking, all right, sort of ease into it.
Yeah.
Let's sort of delay this, because all eyes and, like, the microscope is on week to week with Drake May. Like, right now it's sort of like, let's just get the offense going a little bit, I think is what his plan is. Let's see what the offensive line looks like. Maybe the running game. Like, who can we rely on? Let's kind of establish that first. And then bring in the rookie.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Good person to talk to about this. Quarterbacks playing right away versus watching. Drew Bledsoe, who we're going to talk to tomorrow, 24 hours from now.
Nice.
At 11:15, we'll get a discussion going with Drew about their approach with Drake May. So make sure you tune in for that. You can listen on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. You can watch on YouTube or on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You heard from Nick LaPan earlier today in Trending. Happy anniversary, by the way. Did you realize it's your sixth anniversary at WEEI today, Nick?
Technically, it's the first day I was allowed to be paid.
Wow. So it's a technical anniversary.
15 hours a week.
Well, that's a big day, though.
That's a big day.
It's a big day. Payday.
First payday.
Payday. Well, no, it's probably 2 weeks after
back
that.
Back then, it was like $8 an hour. But, I mean, come on.
And look at you now.
Yeah. Well, you're
it was better than being unpaid for 6 months.
Yeah, you're going to have to correct that with Melissa Sullivan. I was told this is your sixth anniversary here at WEEI, and he was got to celebrate with the Trending. Billy Lanny has all the latest here in Trending, and we're right back with NFL predictions for the 2024 season.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We'll get to our NFL awards coming up. Some NFL predictions for you here. With football starting back up tonight, I want to get these on the record. These are binding.
That's right.
Yeah, it's we're now fully committed. I've dabbled in a lot of takes, as I said. I've dipped my toe in a lot of different takes, but now I got to commit. I got to pick a lane.
Uh-huh.
We got to go with something here in our NFL predictions. We will get to misleading. Revisit the leads from the Greg Hill Show, something we disagree with, coming up at 11:45, as we do each and every day. I'm also being told, and I don't want to spoil anything. I know we have boots on the ground. We're vetting our sources, mm-hmm. but it's very possible that we have another emergency Kiefer Madness, and this would be a follow-up.
Yeah, Madness
on a previous
revisited.
Madness.
Yeah. There was a Madness from this week, in fact. So if you were listening to the show earlier this week, one of the stories sort of ended with, the person involved remains at large, and so we have an update to that story.
Okay.
So we'll get to that at 12:45.
So you're not going to want to miss that.
No.
The Madness, the Mad Nye.
Yeah, Mad Nye.
They'll find you.
Sure did today.
And this one absolutely did. In a story that is, worth a follow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get to that at 12:45. Let's get to some NFL predictions here. Billy, where are we starting?
AFC East.
All right. This one I think we might get a bunch of different answers here. I'm going to go with the New York Jets. This has been early on in this show. Jones, you and I have disagreed about the Jets. Aaron Rodgers played 2 snaps last year, whatever it was.
Yeah, sounds high.
And he was almost vice president of the United States, for God's sakes. And now he hasn't really done a whole lot, and it doesn't look great in camp or whatever else. I think he's got to bounce back. Like Bill Belichick, I really like Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. They have a good defense. I'm not wild about Robert Saleh, but I think it's the New York Jets that win the AFC East this year.
So I'm going Buffalo. I don't think the Jets are a playoff team, which I don't mean to jump in front of that, though.
Easy.
But I'm much lower on the Jets, as you said. I think it's Buffalo. It's basic. It's boring. But I do think they figured something out late last year on the fly. They weren't Steph Diggs-centric. I think they can continue to be on the back of Josh Allen this year. Even with a lack of weapons in the passing game, maybe Dalton Kincaid steps forward. He was a high pick last year. Keon Coleman, a high pick this year. I think they have enough. I think Allen will figure it out. I trust that coaching staff to figure it out. They leaned on James Cook more down the stretch last year. I think Buffalo wins the AFC East.
Lanny?
Going with the Dolphins.
Nice. See, three different answers right off the rip. I don't hate that. Nick?
Oh, I am also going with the Dolphins. Remember we had four with the
Fish.
Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going pass.
The Bills, they're weak this year. I think the Dolphins aren't great once it turns to like below 70 degrees.
Well, McDermott hot seat for McDermott.
You're going to need. Is it?
I don't know how many more 9/11 hype speeches he's going to have for his team.
That's true. That's I'm sorry. McDermott. Yeah, McDermott. No, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying McDaniel.
McDermott.
Definitely
on the
hot seat for McDermott. Yeah. No, that's
McDaniel's
true.
He's got full Miami with it. Yeah. He's got the roast into glasses, the disheveled hair.
Yeah, no,
he looks great. He's got a character in Grand Theft Auto.
Two votes for Miami, one for Buffalo, one for the Jets.
All right.
To the North.
Go ahead, Jones.
Yeah, again, they're playing tonight. It's pretty basic, but Baltimore. They're a team that I can trust. They're a team that wins, for the most part, double-digit games every single year. I think they got a little bit better around Lamar Jackson in terms of weapons, including Derrick Henry as the addition. Their defense is very good, though they lost some players from a year ago. Not a Super Bowl pick, but a team I think is very safe in the AFC North, so I'll go with the Ravens.
I will take the Cincinnati Bengals. And even though they might get off to slow starts historically, I think they're going to get this Jamar Chase thing figured out. So it's not going to be, you're not going to have one of the best receivers in the league. Joe Burrow, I think, will get better as the season goes on. Also, because of the injuries and everything, they finished in last place last year, so they have a last place schedule. They have a lot of bad teams that they face, including week one against the New England Patriots.
They're right into it right away.
Their first six games are pretty crazy. So it's two of the best teams and four of the worst. They play the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Commanders, the Panthers, the Ravens, the Giants.
Wow.
So even if they steal one of those games against a good team,
they're spotting
dimes. 5-1, right?
They're eating onions. They're all over the map.
Hard to keep track, but I'll take the Bengals to win the North. Billy?
Going with Baltimore and the svelte Lamar Jackson to win that division.
Oh, yeah. He's real light this year.
Maybe too light, perhaps?
Maybe super fast.
Oh, he's probably lightning
fast.
Yeah,
it could really work out.
You get a hold of him, though. You could break a rib.
Yeah. Just blow
pop a rib.
He'll fall right down. Who are you picking, Nick?
I'm also going with the Ravens.
Oh.
They got Derrick Henry this year, so hopefully they don't need to lean on eight different running backs this year to get anything out of the running game.
They've had so many injuries like the last few years. Yeah, you question the training staff there. Guys drop like flies.
I mean, they had to go with, Gus Edwards.
Start looking at those guys. Ooh, I like.
He was good inside the one.
I don't want to look ahead to the AFC West too much, but I like the Gus
Bus. You like Gus Bus.
I like that Gus Bus. All right, what's next up, Bill?
Yeah, going to the South.
Okay.
I'm going to go Texans. I'm not going to overthink this one. I don't think the Jaguars. Something's off with the Jaguars and Lawrence. And I know that all the expectations are now on the Texans. They were a surprise team a year ago. But they didn't just say, all right, we're good with C.J. Stroud. They went out and got him help. They got him Steph Diggs. They got him Joe Mixon. So I think it's going to be the Texans.
So I'm with you on this. And look, I have very chalky picks. I'm going to tell you right now, I have real chalky picks.
Boo.
I'm booing myself. If there was a better team in the AFC South, like a more threatening team, the Texans feel like a team to me that could take a step back. Like they were a year ahead of schedule.
You like the Colts more than I do, don't you?
I do, but do I like them better than Houston? No.
I can't.
Jacksonville, I'm with you on that. I even like what Tennessee did this offseason, and I want them to play well because the Patriots hung out Drake May so much to dry with not adding around him at all. But I don't love another team in the AFC South. I also went with the Texans. I'm guessing this could be a clean sweep, but let's hear.
No.
Oh,
nope.
Bad guy.
Nope.
In your
nope.
face,
nope.
Jones.
Yeah,
nope.
No, I'm taking the Jaguars to win that division. The handsome quarterback combo they got going on.
Okay. That is, yeah.
Trevor
Lawrence. Mac Jones in relief.
Yeah,
you need
him. That's true. A lot of depth at quarterback in Jacksonville. That's true.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
We're going to go 3 out of 4 from the South. It's going to be the Texans.
All right, very good.
Okay. Houston, mark them down.
Next.
We're in the West.
Chiefs, everybody?
Yeah, Chiefs.
Chiefs, everybody.
I mean, come on. Let's not overthink that one. That's our first clean sweep.
All right, wild card teams.
All right, I'm going to go with the Dolphins, the Ravens, and the Chargers. So really the most significant prediction that I have is the Bills miss the playoffs.
Okay.
And the Chargers get good coaching for the first time in decades, and they end up going to the playoffs. Justin Herbert wins like 10 games or whatever, and they make the playoffs.
Okay, I also have the Dolphins, so I think that means all four of us have Miami in the postseason. I have Cincinnati as a wild card team. So I think, 3 out of 4 of us have that at this point in time?
Yep.
And then my final playoff team, I like Cleveland. I think Cleveland last year was able to win with five different quarterbacks.
Brownie the Elf.
I know they lost Van Pelt. You did win me over
Van Pelt. You're still taking him?
Yep. You won me over a little bit with the Elf talk yesterday. Okay. So I have the Browns as the final wild card team along with Miami and Cincinnati.
All right.
All right. My wild card teams, Jets, Steelers, Texans.
Steelers.
Steelers make the playoffs all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Mike Tomlin's still there, right?
We're talking about it before
Smoke
the show.
Smoke and mirrors.
Won 10 games last year.
Yeah. Somehow we're 10-7 last
and
year.
And with that quarterback play.
They did get better at quarterback.
Yeah, Wilson should be a step up.
It's true. Nick?
Going Jets, Colts, and Bengals. The Colts almost made the playoffs last year with Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
I know you guys like Gardner
Minshew.
I do
like Gardner
I like Minshew. The shoe.
He's not a good quarterback.
I like Anthony Richardson.
And I'm not as high on Anthony Richardson as you and Shime, who think he might win MVP.
That's a bold flavor. How many games does he play? I just don't know how
he has played. I think three games. Got hurt in all of them.
Got hurt in every single game last year until he was out for the season.
I think they still won nine games. So I think the Colts might sneak in if they're healthy.
Yeah. He likes the Colts more than me. We were just saying, I like the Colts. He likes them more than me. He's putting his money where his mouth is. Has him in the postseason. All right, let's go to the NFC. Where are we starting?
NFC East.
Okay, I'm going the Eagles. I had the Eagle when we did our Tier Tuesday last week. And the Eagles, to me, have a wide range of outcomes.
Oh, yeah.
It could completely implode. Sirianni could be on the hot seat. Like, I could see it all falling apart. I think it's going to work, though. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. You have Jalen Hurts making it all click. They made coordinator changes this offseason. I think it's going to work for the Eagles. I think they're a Super Bowl contender. I have them winning the East.
Yeah, it's a strange division because you have two trash teams, and then you have two teams that probably should be Super Bowl contenders, but they both seem flawed, and they both could be pushing their head coach out the door.
Yeah.
So you really are. It comes down to, unless you want to get real nuts with it, it comes down to Eagles and Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I like Hurts in a bounce back year more than I like, you know, Dak Prescott in a contract year or whatever it ends up being with him. I do like CeeDee Lamb quite a bit, and I think the Cowboys are still going to be good. But I'll take the Philadelphia Eagles in what could certainly be Sirianni's last year if he doesn't turn things around. But I think they got a good roster. I think they win the division.
Eagles, Billy?
Eagles.
Eagles. Nick?
Chalk, Eagles.
Okay. Sweet. So it won't be the Eagles.
Second,
congratulations, Commanders.
Cross off the Eagles. That's true. What's next, Bill?
We are moving to the North.
All right. This is not the chalk pick, even though it's a team I love quite a bit. Give me the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh, I like it.
Jordan Love had 32 touchdown passes last year. He's got all these young receivers that I assume are all going to take a little bit of a step forward. I like Green Bay quite a bit. It was a fun year for them last year, but now this year I think they mean business, and I got them winning the division.
Lions, they won it last year. They were in the NFC title game last year. They should have beat the Niners in the NFC title game last year. I don't think they take a step back. I think they take a step forward. So give me Detroit winning that division. I think they are on the short list of teams that can win a Super Bowl this year.
Right there with you, Jones. I'm taking the Lions.
Okay. Nick?
Also going Lions.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes.
Nope.
I will beat your ass.
He will.
Great coach, even though he only won, two games in his first season?
Yeah.
He's also a good interim coach.
The Lions had sneaky one of the better off seasons in football this year. They had a really good draft. They re-signed and retained a bunch of players that are really good for them. And I believe the first 11 games Lions play this year are in a dome.
Yeah,
so
I think
Jared Goff.
Oh, Goff in a dome.
I think they only play three games outside all year.
I think their first outdoor game is in Lambeau in November.
Yeah, so that might not go well for them.
Oh, no, they'll lose that game.
But they're going to fatten up in domes this year. Okay, so three picks for the Lions. Who's next?
To the South.
I'm going to go with my guy Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is not a great division. I know there's one favorite who I'm not going with, but overall it's one of the worst divisions perhaps in all of football.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not in love with Todd Bowles by any stretch, but it's Baker Mayfield's a gamer. He's still got his receivers, so I'll take the Bucs.
I went Falcons. I kind of like the more I see it, I kind of like the coaching staff there, the coaching makeup there. I wish the Patriots leaned in on it more. Raheem Morris is a defensive guy, which I don't love, but they got a good offensive match for him from the McVay tree. Cousins is coming in. They already had pretty much everything else ready to go. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts is suspect.
He's
already hurt, but that's a lot ready to go in that passing game.
I thought he was going to be good, but
And you
God.
Made the point. It's not a great division. I think Atlanta can come in and win it.
Yep. Going with the Saints.
Ooh, dark horse.
That's right. Derek Carr and the Saints. Give me the Saints to win the South.
I mean, look, somebody's got to go from finishing in last. They didn't finish last, I guess. But
Carolina did,
always goes from last place to rising up. New Orleans was down towards the bottom of the league. Billy going with
it's
the
never
Saints.
Never completely chalk, so that's good.
No, my picks are. But
yours are, yes.
It never is, yeah.
Well, Jones, I'm also going chalk. I also went the Falcons. Probably falling into the trap. First-year head coach How good is Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles? Mm. But the Falcons, on paper, are just a better team.
Okay.
You think we see some Penix this year?
I mean, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, guys get hurt all the time. Plus, he's coming off an injury. So, yeah, we could
Plus,
see.
Plus, he was picked in the top 10. And those guys, as you've said, don't typically sit unless it's a really good team.
Yeah.
But, like, could it be like a Tua situation? They threw a lot of money at Cousins. Maybe. Maybe. All right. What is our last NFC West?
The West.
Bill?
Yep.
Niners? No, we're all going Niners. Anybody not going Niners?
No.
Niners. The Bears.
Cardinals.
Gold Rush.
The Bears. Okay, so 4-4, the Niners. Keith, your wild cards?
All right, my wild cards, I'm going to go Cowboys, because that was kind of a coin toss for me with the Eagles. I am going to go with the Lions. And then my one, I guess, sort of not chalk surprise pick will be the Chicago Bears. I liked what they did in the offseason quite a bit. I'm a sucker for just like skill position guys, and they went out and they have a trio of receivers that could end the year as the best trio in the NFL with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze. I also have always liked Caleb Williams the whole time, even with the crying and then the not awesome last year at Southern Cal. I think he's a good quarterback. He's in a good spot. I think the Bears, in what is maybe the best division in football, the NFC North, find their way in somehow.
You see,
I want to go home and cuddle with my dog and watch some shows.
Nice.
I can relate to that. That's how I feel every day.
Yeah,
around
what would he answer if you said what shows?
Yeah, what shows? I don't know, so many.
Whatever's recommended to me.
Whatever's popping on Netflix. You hear Keenan Allen is kind of the opposite of Lamar Jackson.
Meaning?
A little thick.
Oh, thick
also
Allen?
Also already hurt, dealing with a heel issue already.
Well, I didn't even know that, maybe there's a correlation there. I don't know.
He's a possession receiver.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be the burner, right? And they got other guys. They just gave DJ Moore $100 million. They got Rome Odunze out there.
No, they
Cole
got weapons.
Kmet, DeAndre Swift. That's a pretty good team.
The weapons are starting to drop off, but they have good weapons.
Don't forget Gerald Everett.
Rich. In Chicago.
I'm not going to forget Gerald Everett.
I also went with Dallas as a wild card team. They're neck and neck with Philadelphia for me, but a notch below. I have Dallas. I have Green Bay. Who I like the pick. I respect the pick. In the NFC North, I wasn't willing to go there. And I have the Rams. Rams, to me, were a team in the second half of the year that you did not want to face. I think they pick right up where they left off last year.
It was a weird year for them last year. I think Cooper Kupp is back in a big way this year.
He ain't
done.
That's my third wild card. Who you got, Billy?
All right, my wild card teams, the Rams, the Vikings, and the Buccaneers.
Wow. Billy's the boldest of all of us.
That Vikings pick is a bold
New
choice.
Orleans and Minnesota, those are bold.
Those are real bold. I like Kevin O'Connell, though. I think is it going to be Sam Darnold all season, or do they go somewhere else? But the Vikings never are awful. You know, like there's something like they might not be a true like Super Bowl contender, but I feel like they have seasons where like they're not as consistent as the Steelers, but they never like bottom out.
Yeah, you would think they were terrible last year. They had 7 wins, and they didn't have Justin Jefferson for a bulk of the season.
I was going to say, like, he's back. He could have a huge year no matter who the quarterback is. He's one of those guys. But yeah, you look at this, they've had 7 or more wins every year since 2014, 20, like, it's a long time. Like, they've been pretty consistent.
That is a good stretch.
Yeah.
It's almost back to the Dennis Green days. who are your wild card teams there, Nick?
I don't have the Cowboys making the playoffs.
Wow.
That's probably
McCarthy
the
out.
Bill's going to get that job.
Yep.
So I have the Rams, the Packers, and the Seahawks. The Seahawks blew up Pete Carroll, and they got Grubb from Washington, who was actually a good offensive mind, not like
they
Shane
got,
Walton.
They got Grubb.
Offensive coordinator from Washington last year, stayed in Seattle. He's way better. He should be better than Shane Waldron. And I like Mike McDonald, so
okay.
I kind of like the Seahawks this
Seattle,
year.
Also a not bold bad. Flavor.
Jackson, Smith, and Jigba. Could have, that's another trio of
Unlock
receivers.
Unlock DK
could
Metcalf, please.
Yeah,
they're going to have to do that.
Free DK.
Not bad.
I agree. Okay, so there are some bold flavors there. Super Bowl predictions, more chalk from me. I have the Chiefs three-peating, as I told you earlier today.
Okay.
Bold out here on this limb.
Wow, picking the Chiefs.
And I have them beating the Detroit Lions, which I think is bold-ish. The Lions are a choking franchise, a loser franchise. I don't think they win the Super Bowl, but I do think they take a step forward. Chiefs over Lions.
Interesting. All right, I'm going to go with this is partly because of what a story it would be, but also like I feel like this could happen. Give me the Green Bay Packers coming out of the NFC. Beating Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Real in on the Jets.
I like the
Jets.
I like the Jets. I would have liked them a lot more if Bill Belichick was their coach and not Robert Saleh, but it is what it is. I like their young guys, and I'm just banking on a big Aaron Rodgers year. And I was also thinking, if it's not the Chiefs, who could it be? And I will take the Jets here. And I also just love the idea of Rodgers versus the Packers in the Super Bowl week.
That's a good, strong storyline. Mm-hmm. Billy, Super Bowl?
My Super Bowl is the Ravens over the Lions.
Ooh, Lions. He's got them in there as well.
That's a good one. A
lot of love for Detroit. Who you got, Nick?
I'm also going with the Chiefs, but I have them over the Packers. I have the Packers making the Super Bowl from the wild card this year.
Chiefs-Packers.
High on the Chiefs on this show.
First couple Super Bowl winners.
High on the Packers, high on the Lions, and then Keith.
So nobody has the Niners in the Super Bowl. They're probably the favorite, aren't they, in the NFC?
No one has the Niners coming out of the NFC.
So it will be the Niners, and they will be taking on the Bengals or the Bills.
Yeah. No, that sounds right. Yeah. That sounds right. Yeah. Niners.
Somebody that we don't have.
Niners, Bills.
That's pretty good. Niners, I like that.
Okay.
A rematch, right?
Button that up. That would be.
Yeah, that would be. Niners, Bills. No,
they never played each other.
No,
that's not one. I'm sorry.
The Bills played the Niners.
Bills, Cowboys.
Bills played the Cowboys twice. Yeah. Bills played the Skins, and the Bills played the Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a rematch.
Didn't go well any of the times.
No.
They famously lost all of the games.
Not their best. Yeah. Four falls of Buffalo. So there you go. Those are NFL predictions that we do get these on the record. We're now pot committed.
That's right.
We'll do the NFL awards coming up about an hour from now, less than that, actually, at 12:20. So stay tuned. I think we have an emergency key for madness on the way.
Sure do.
At 12:45, updates all over the place and misleading. The leads from the Greg Hill Show, you heard them. We have thoughts on them next.
It's time for misleading.
You've heard the leads on the Greg Hill Show? You've heard these?
Of course I have.
I don't think they lead well.
Would you have gone with Shimes over yours?
Damn, I don't even remember what mine was, so.
On Jones and Keith.
A little LP coming back like that.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, after they had that countdown that looked like
Hybrid Theory.
Nothing.
Yeah, what an album.
First track on Hybrid Theory.
Here's the thing. I only know, as we found out with Oasis, I only know like one album per band.
So,
Hybrid Theory.
Really nice.
Sophomore year of high school, junior year of high, something like that?
Yeah, probably.
I was listening to a lot of that.
Right in that sweet spot.
Yeah.
You had your license. You didn't have your license right around there. You're in the car with buds.
Yeah, I was cranking
out some Linkin Park.
Right out of my DMX phase.
Yep.
Right into Linkin Park.
It's nice.
It was hot in the streets for a while.
Sure was.
Hybrid Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Also hot in the streets, the leads on the Greg Hill Show, as well as misleading here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. We revisit something noteworthy from the Greg Hill Show. It's Courtney Scoop that we'll get to here in a moment. If you're unfamiliar with it, we reacted to it early in the show. Let's get back to it here. But just real quick, I want to alert you to the Jones and Keefe account on both Twitter and Instagram. We tweeted out and posted on Instagram all of our picks for the playoff teams, AFC, NFC. We're going to get to awards next hour, about a half an hour from now. It can be hard to follow on the radio. And so if you want to go see where they all are, they're on both the Twitter account and Instagram page for Jones and Keefe. Seek those out.
Love it.
Throw him a follow, as you said earlier, while you're following Bill
on Instagram. There for check. Check us out.
Toss out a follow.
Yep.
And maybe, you know, we'll have our own
hostage video.
Well, our own hostage video. Yeah. Our own slip up image there if we're ever dumping out photos.
Oh, like Courtney, you mean?
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get on that account.
A little bathroom pic. Maybe there's a reflection.
See you soon. Hello, everyone.
Hi. Goodbye. Hello.
Yeah, we got to film that. We got to get on that.
We're on it.
But so Courtney had the scoop. We're calling that again a what?
Scoops Cox?
Yes.
Yeah. Or Cocoa Bomb.
Scoops Cox or Cocoa Bomb.
Yeah, this was late in the programs. This was like leading right in nicely to the start of our show.
The text line already said 37937, they're cuckoo for Cocoa Bombs.
I don't mind that.
Which I don't know if that's
as evidenced by the creeps on our Instagram.
Anyway. You didn't need to tell us there, Texter. The Fenway Sports Group, led by Sam Kennedy, which was specific to her report.
Yep.
Not John Henry.
No.
Necessarily.
Not LeBron James.
Tom Werner, not LeBron James. No. It was led by Sam Kennedy, the Fenway Sports Group, one of three finalists to purchase the Celtics. The others being Jeff Bezos, good. Wynn Group, good. Fenway Sports Group, not so good.
Yeah,
LeBron James.
I kind of agree with you on that. Interesting that I feel like it was the hot topic when it first got announced and we were coming up with different names, different rumors, who it could be, who might buy them, when would they move, when would they leave the garden and all this stuff. And it's been pretty quiet for a little bit, been a little quiet. So then you hear today, like, all right, here are the three kind of finalists. And I would think the league, as well as most fans around here, would want Bezos. Even if you don't like Bezos, you have your reasons for not liking Bezos or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Just owning the team, the guy with the most money. And I also don't think we'll micromanage it. I mean, maybe he does. Maybe he'll surprise us. You're like, wait, wow, he's really more hands-on than I thought with the basketball team. But I think he's just going to be like, I have a ton of money. It's cool to own a team. I might as well own the best team.
So that's my feeling on it as well. That's the profile that I want. There's a lot of people, and you'll notice Pags is not in there. There's no Steve Pagliuca group.
No.
There's no Jacobs family. There's no Kraft family. None of that. I would much rather that profile. Rich bazillionaire. He'll just spend anything on the team. That's what the Celtics need right now with the luxury tax bills that are right around the corner. It's ready to go.
I mean, their team payroll is insane.
President of basketball ops, young, good at his job. The coach, crazy.
Yeah.
See the latest comment from him?
No, which was
I think I saw his streaming, or he was trending. He did a podcast with John Corrales.
Okay.
He was asked about the target being on the Celtics' back. He goes, people are going to say the target's on our back. I hope it's right on our forehead, right between our eyes.
Wow, that's aggressive.
That's an aggressive.
Like Zero Dark 30 style.
Comment.
Oh, my God.
So he's tapped, but he's young. He's good.
Yeah. He just won a title, so I'll take him.
He's not going anywhere.
No.
Your roster's all signed. Like, all you got to do is spend. That's all you got to do. That's it. Spend on it. Keep it together.
So don't mess around and try to save money with this team right now.
Bezos,
and that'd be my fear with,
exactly what you want.
FSG.
I think the win group is interesting. It's like, okay, you got the casino money. You have the casino. You have a site to potentially build an arena if that's the avenue you're going to go down.
Yeah.
Although good luck, as Robert Kraft would tell you, trying to build a Rev Stadium down there. Mm. Good luck to you. But okay, that's interesting to me too, and I'm on board with that. The Fenway Sports Group is exactly what you do not want. You do not want a team that's going to nickel and dime, look to save. It's ready to go. You don't need to tear it down, pare it down. And so that, to me, was disheartening news. And before you crap all over it, if that's what you want to do, number one, there's been a significant lack of reporting on who's in on buying the Celtics.
Well, too quiet.
So good scoop there by Courtney. Number two, didn't Sam Kennedy say that he's out, the Red Sox are out, they're not going to be interested, they're not buying? Well, there are reports that Bezos is out, too. And I don't totally buy those. So, look, I don't think you want to look
someone's
like...
someone's buying this thing.
Right.
There's going to be an owner of the Celtics at some point.
Look, I don't know. Maybe you don't want other people to know that you're in because, oh, crap, Bezos is in. We really got to up our offer. Or, oh, maybe some of these guys don't want to be humiliated if they're linked to it and they strike out. You know, Bezos doesn't want to be linked to the Celtics and then he strikes out. Same thing with FSG.
Yeah.
So, I think there are reasons to cover your tracks and hide that you're actually an interested buyer. But I put stock in this. Those all sound like people that would be in. We were theorizing right away, Bezos and FSG, the second it happened. Mannix, that day, the day that this all came out, he was like, one of these casinos could get in and try to buy a team.
Yeah, because I guess there is some backlash. Now, I don't, you and I probably don't think it matters all that much. Like, if you're a billionaire and you tried to buy a team and you lost out, all right, you lost out. You're on to the next thing. Like, you have so many different ventures. But maybe these guys don't like it. And then when you publicly lose out on a team, right, there's been guys. I mean, you can go back to Trump. When Trump tried to get in the NFL, and they wouldn't let him in the NFL. And he, like, still hates the NFL because of it. So some of these guys maybe get a little embarrassed, I guess, if they're like, wait a minute, I can join any club I want. Like, I'm a billionaire. It's like, yeah, but somebody outbid you, or the league just voted on somebody else instead of you to join our little, fraternity. So, yeah, maybe you just want to keep it close to the vest, but wouldn't shock me at all if all three of those were interested in the Celtics.
I think in some ways it's the biggest story in Boston. Like, who's going to buy the Celtics? Like, I think that's a massive story with very, very limited information, dribs and drabs here and there.
That's it.
But it's been pretty quiet. That's a massive story for the best team in the city going forward. And we're hyper focused on the NFL and the Patriots, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when you really think about it, what's bigger than the trajectory of the Celtics and who's going to own this team and what course do they stay on? Because it could be a budding dynasty.
It is the one powerhouse team you have right now out of the four. Like, it is the team that is, you show up, you're expecting them to win another title. And is that going to get changed at all? Like, is somebody going to come in and kind of rock the boat at all? Or is it just going to be business, like a new name up there, but business as usual?
It's one of the only things that can rock the boat.
Yeah, right.
It's like one of the, when we were talking
everything
about,
else is pretty much in lockstep.
When we were talking about in the middle of the, when they were up 3-0 on the Mavs, we're like, all right, is this going to be a dynasty? Like, we're talking about it before they even won the thing.
Yep.
One of the only things that can throw it off is not keeping it together. And ownership would be a huge factor in that. So you can jump aboard, 617-779-7937. We have an emergency madness on the way at 1245, a follow-up on a story from earlier this week that you're not going to want to miss. We're going to get to our NFL awards. We already made all our predictions. Check out Jones and Keefe on Twitter and on Instagram. They're posted there. if you missed that earlier or you want to double back to some of our picks, very bold from Billy Lanny, very chalky from myself. So you can seek those out. We'll get back to some thoughts on the Thursday night opener tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs already breathing down the Patriots' necks as a dynasty. We have thoughts on it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.